This is VOA News. Marissa Milton. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets across Myanmar for a second day Sunday to protest last week's military coup and call for the release of political leader Aung San Suu Kyi. On Saturday during the protests, Myanmar authorities cut internet service, but the service appeared to have been restored on Sunday. Many of the protesters chanted, "Long live Mother Suu." A reference to Suu Kyi, and "We don't want military dictatorship." Other protesters raised a three-finger salute, a sign of resistance against tyranny in the Hunger Games movies. The military takeover in Myanmar began last Monday with the detention of Suu Kyi and other senior government officials. The Myanmar military that seized power said its state of emergency, set to last 1 year, was necessary because the government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections, which were overwhelmingly won by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. The military coup has been condemned by U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders. They've called for the elected government to be restored to power. The Democratic Republic of Congo reported Sunday that a woman had died of Ebola virus 3 months after the country declared the end of a previous outbreak. The woman's husband had contracted the disease and survived in the previous outbreak in 2020. Samples from the hospital in Butembo in the northeastern part of the country were being sent to the capital, Kinshasa, to determine whether the woman's illness was linked to the previous outbreak or whether it constituted a new one. The World Health Organization declared the previous outbreak in the northwestern state of Equator over in November of last year after 55 people in the state died of the disease. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Haitian authorities said Sunday they'd foiled an attempt to murder President Jovenel Moïse and overthrow the government as a dispute continues over exactly when his presidential term is supposed to end. The plot was an attempted coup d'etat, according to Haiti's Justice Minister Rockefeller Vincent. Authorities say at least 23 people have been arrested, including a top judge and an official from the national police. It was unclear as to who was behind the alleged power grab. Moïse has been governing for the past year and says he remains president until February 7th of 2022. That's an interpretation of the Constitution that the opposition rejects. The opposition has led protests asserting that his term ends today, Sunday, February 7th. The United States on Friday accepted the president's claim to power, with State Department spokesman Ned Price saying Washington has urged free and fair legislative elections so Parliament may resume its rightful role. The dispute stems from Moïse's original election. He was voted into office in a poll later canceled on grounds of fraud. He was then elected a year later in 2016. Voting to elect deputies, senators, mayors, and local officials should have been held in 2018, but the polls have been delayed. That's triggered a power vacuum in which Moïse says he's entitled to stay for another year. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Sunday it will take years to get the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy back on track if Congress fails to enact President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package, rejecting Republican claims that it's too big. Yellen told CNN that with passage of the relief deal, the economy could return to what is considered full employment and the world's biggest economy by 2022. Forecasters hope to see a 4% jobless rate. That's compared to the 6.3% rate this past January. The government reported Friday that the United States added only 49,000 jobs last month. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Kansas City Chiefs face off today in the National Football League's Super Bowl. The annual American football game is usually one of the most watched televised events in the United States. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, this will be the lowest attended Super Bowl in the league's history. The NFL has said it will permit 25,000 fans into the stadium that normally holds more than 65,000. The empty seats will be filled by 30,000 cardboard cutouts of fans. While Americans usually gather together to watch the game, this year U.S. health officials have warned against hosting large Super Bowl parties because of the coronavirus pandemic. Marissa Milton, VOA News.